بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله أما بعد We'll be covering inshallah the 25th just today. It starts by letting us know that nothing happens without the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and He knows when the final hour is going to be. And on that day, they will have to acknowledge that there are no partners. And these are people who, if good comes to them, they feel really entitled and they lose sight of the hereafter. And they say, even if there was a hereafter, we're going to have a good situation there because they do qiyas and analogize upon their situation here in the world. And they become unappreciative and ungrateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they become far from the obedience of Allah. But if harm comes to them, these are the same people that you see making long du'as. And the question is asked, that what if the Quran is true? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, I will show them so many signs in themselves and all around them till they recognize it's the truth. But the problem is that these people are in doubt. Next, we start Surah Ash-Shura. The Surah begins by telling us that the Quran is revealed from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is so mighty and so great that the skies are to be split asunder out of His fear. And those who take protectors other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah is watching them. And in reality, He alone is the true protector. The Quran has been sent to warn us of a final day when some people will go to heaven and others are going to go to hell. And if He wanted, He could have all made us all one type of nation. For example, all of us disbelievers or all of us believers. But He guides and He misguides according to His perfect wisdom. And whatever we differ in, the decision in matter is relegated to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Meaning that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all the things that people argue about, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has true knowledge and He will decide and give the final answer on the day of judgment. And He is a creator who has no similitude and who is in control of everything. And we have the same being that has been made for those who came before us, like Nuh alayhi salam and Ibrahim alayhi salam. The mushriks and the people who are polytheists, they hate Tawheed. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides those who turn to Him, and He chooses those special servants that He wants, for example, to be prophets. The people, they were wrong in that they differed and they had ikhtilaf and tafarruq after knowing, and they would have been destroyed if it hadn't been already ordained that there was going to be a time when the final day will come. Meaning that because of their mistakes, they could have been taken all of a sudden, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had already ordained that there would be this final day, and so such it will be. And the later generations that took the deen from confusion. So we're ordered to stand firm and not to follow them, to be just, to believe in Allah. And that their arguing with us is futile before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is angry with them. These are people who try to hurry up the hour and hasten the hour. They're like, oh, when is this final hour thing coming? And as opposed to the believers, they're actually scared of it. And people, when it actually comes, then people will get what they had worked for. The people who worked for the dunya will have gotten what they got in the dunya. And the people who work for the akhirah, they will get what they work for over there. And why are these people so misguided or confused? Did these false gods that they worship, did they make a religion? Did they make a religion without sanction from Allah? And there they will fear their deeds. And because they know the evil that they had done. But the believers will be in gardens, and this is a glad tiding for them. And the Prophet ﷺ, he says that, I don't want any money from you. I'm not asking for any wages. I'm not asking for a salary. Just for God's sake, let me preach the true message. And I'm your family member. I'm just asking you that, you know, just hold up that kinship that we have, and on that basis, don't harm me, and just let me spread the message. And they see that he made it up. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that if Rasulullah ﷺ would have made it up, he would have sealed the heart of the Prophet ﷺ, and he would have wiped out the Quran, and he would have established the truth. Because when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to establish the truth, He will do it one way or another. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who forgives. He is the one who accepts du'as. And if He opened the risk and sustenance on people and gave them everything they wanted, everyone wants a Ferrari, He gave everyone Ferraris, people would become rebellious, right? They'd break the speed limit. He sends the rain. He spreads His mercy. And from His signs of the creation of the world and the distributions of animals in there, and this should let us understand that He can resurrect us. And whatever difficulties and harms and evil that we see is due to what our own hands have wrought. It's what we have earned with our own actions. And you can't beat God. Also, from His signs are the ships that run in the sea. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted the wind to stop, then they would come to a standstill. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala might destroy those people who do sins, or He might give them some time, but they will never escape ultimately. And if they have good things in this world, then it's just temporary, and the hereafter is the place that's going to remain forever. The people who deserve what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised are the ones who pray, who make consultation amongst each other, who spend in His way, and who defend themselves. Meaning that if someone had wronged them, they can act in response to the other person wronging them. They had permission. But if a person forgives them, they will be rewarded for that. Meaning that revenge is okay if you've been oppressed, but it's not okay to oppress others and to go beyond the limit. But they're told that if you're patient and forgive, then that is a higher thing. And no one can guide whoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala misguides. And the people who are oppressors in the hereafter will wish that they had another chance. They will be humiliated. They will be presented to fire. There will be no one to help them. And so we're told to respond to the call of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and not be from those oppressors. Respond to the call before it's too late. And if these people don't listen to the Prophet ﷺ, don't worry. It's just your job to convey the message. These people, they get happy when something good comes to them. But when something bad comes to them, they become ungrateful. They don't realize that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in total control. And He decides what happens. He decides who gets a boy, who gets a girl, who will have boys and girls. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about the way in which He communicates with His messengers. And Jibreel alayhi salam comes to the Prophet alayhi salam, and he gives him the message. And Rasulullah alayhi salam guides to the right way, the Sirat al-Mustaqim. Now we start Surah Al-Zukhruf. This is a Quran that's revealed in Arabic so that people can understand. And it is in Lawhi Mahfuz. It is in high company in the preserved tablet with the angels. So for us to understand what a great book this is. And the Prophet ﷺ is given consolation in the disbelievers' denial of the message. And meaning that people in the past used to make fun of the message, their messages that came to them too, and they were destroyed. And when they ask, when they're asked who created the universe, they'll admit that there is a God, and they truly is, because He is the one who made the earth, and He sends the rain, and He revives the earth, so we should understand that we can be resurrected. And He created livestock, and He created boats, so that we can go around in the world, and so that we can be, grateful for His blessings and praise Him for subjugating all of these things for us. I mean, so many things, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't subjugate them for us, then we wouldn't have been able to use them for our benefit. But we will return to Him. And these are, and we have to realize that. And if these same people who took so many favors and blessings from Allah, they go around and they make a portion of what's supposed to be for Allah for His slaves. How ungrateful is that? And they describe for Him that He has daughters, even though they don't like daughters for themselves. And they made this argument that, look, if Allah didn't want it, then He would have stopped us. But they have no knowledge of that. They don't have no proof. And then they also made the argument that this is what we found our forefathers on. And that's what the powerful people in the past also said. And the counter-argument is, what if, fine, that's what your forefathers did, but what if we bring something that's closer to the truth, that is more guided, then why don't you accept that? But instead, they disbelieve. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took revenge from them. And this is the example of, and remember the example of Ibrahim, when he exonerated himself from the worship of those things that they're worshiping besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And these people were given a chance, you know, until the messenger came to them. But when he did call to them, they then start saying stuff like, he's doing magic. And they say, why doesn't the Quran come to him all of at one time? I mean, it is, it's not their decision to divide the mercy of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decides how to divide His mercy and who to send what to and how to send it. And if it wouldn't result in people becoming misguided, He would have just opened up the world on these disbelievers. I mean, they would have roofs of silver, They could have all these things, but then, you know, if people saw that, then they might think, oh, these God actually loves these people. But and that might have become a cause for people becoming misguided, and therefore he doesn't. The reality is that the hereafter is reserved for the righteous. And whoever turns away from the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there's relegated to him a shaitan. And these are people who stopped, these are individuals who stop people from the right way. And they're so deluded, they actually believe that they're the guided ones. Like they got it right, and everyone else doesn't understand and they don't have it right. Until when they meet Allah, then they're going to wish that there was a far distance between them and their shaitan. But it will be of no benefit. I mean, you can't make the blind see. Either now or later, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take them to test. So we're told just to hold on to the revelation, the Prophet says to hold on to the revelation, because you are right. I mean, we are on the right deen. And did any of the messengers from before call to the worship of more than one God? I mean, this is the same message that all the prophets brought. And look at when Musa alayhi salam came to the Pharaoh with signs. How did they respond? They laughed. And they saw sign after sign until they were taken by punishment. And there was one point when they actually came to Musa alayhi salam asking him to pray for them. And if they do pray for them, meaning to remove the azab that they were in that particular time. And we talked about this in a previous juz. And when that happened, they said that if that happens, then we'll come to the truth, you know, we'll accept. But when the punishment was removed, then they quickly broke their promise. And the Pharaoh, he used to make this argument that who's better? Look at me. These rivers are flowing underneath me. Or are you going to follow this lowly person who can't even speak straight? Na'udzubillah. And he used to be like, I'm so great. And he made a fool out of the people, and they followed him, and they were drowned. And these people, when they're told about Isa alayhi salam, they laugh. And they say, who's better? Our gods or him? And they just want to dispute, and they just want to fight. So one of them, he came up, for example, with this really clever argument. He said that, oh, you say that everyone who's worshipped they're going to be in hellfire with the one that they worship, right? So the Christians worship Jesus, Isa alayhi salam. So does that mean that Isa alayhi salam is going to be in the hellfire? And you know, and then the Rasulullah of them, he clarified. He said, yes, you know, those people who wanted to be worshipped, those are the ones who are going to be in the hellfire with the people who worship them. But I mean, that wasn't the case with Isa alayhi salam. He was, in the Quran says, he was just a slave of God. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows when the final hour is going to be. So don't let shaitan stop you. And remember when Isa alayhi salam came with signs, and he came with clear proofs. And what was his message? He said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is our Lord. And what are they waiting for, except for the final hour? That's going to be a day when friends will turn against each other, except the believers. They're going to enter heaven, and in there they're going to have the things that delight their eyes. They're going to have whatever they want, but the criminals are going to be in hell, and it will be so terrible that they will literally beg for death. And do they think that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't hear them when they're making their secret talks and say that if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala were to have a son, then I would be the first to worship. So just leave them. Let them play around until the final day comes. Glory be to Allah when none can intercede before him. And they know that he's the creator. But they don't believe. So turn away from them and just say salam. They're going to know. They're going to find out. They'll come to know. So next we start sort of the Duhan. It talks about how the Quran was revealed on Laylatul Qadr, that destinies are apportioned on that special night. And he is the only Ilah, he is the only God, when these people are playing around. So just wait until the sky comes and brings smoke that will cover the people. And they're going to ask for it to be removed. And then they'll be ready to believe, but it'll be too late. And these are the same people who used to call the Prophet a madman. Now, even if they were, and even if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala were to remove the adhab at that point, the smoke that will come towards the final hour, they would just return, go back to what they used to do before. So this is the day that God will take revenge. And remember when Musa alayhi salam came to Pharaoh to send the children of Israel with him and not to be arrogant in the land. And when they got, he chased behind them and then he went down. And the sky didn't cry over him. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala favored the Bani Israel with knowledge. And people denied the fact that they think they won't be resurrected. And they say, well, if you're telling the truth, bring life to our fathers. But just think, the creation of the universe is not a joke. And when people will be resurrected, and it will happen, no one will benefit anyone except who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wills. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about the terrible punishment in hell and the terrible food therein and the terrible drink that will burn the stomach. And how are and the disbelievers, they're still messing around in doubt. You know, they have no true knowledge, but the believers will be in a good state wearing silk and they'll be married to maidens. So just wait. Finally, in this just we cover Surah Jathia, and it talks about that individual who hears the verses and then he remains arrogant as if he didn't hear it. Instead, they take it as a joke, but you know, they should realize that hell is coming. And this is guidance. This is Huda. And he is the one who, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one who subjugated the sea so we can sail boats with there and gain our sustenance. He's done the same thing with the skies and the earth. And whoever bears the harm of the disbelievers, then they made sabr, because during the initial stages of the mission, they were not allowed to retaliate, right? It was a passive stage of the message and of the mission of Islam. So they didn't have permission to fight, so they had to just bear the harm at that time. And then we're told about the children of Israel that they were given books and prophethood and sustenance, and they were favored, but then they rebelled after having knowledge, and they are going to be judged about that. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the Muslims a Sharia to follow. So we should follow that and not follow their desires, because they're not going to be able to help us in the Akhirah. A person has to think, does it make any sense that the people who engage in evil deeds, are they going to be treated in the same way as those who do good deeds? The universe has been created so that people can be recompensed based on what they do, and they will be recompensed justly. And then we're asked about the person who chases his desires, and he takes his own desires as his Lord. And that is the person who's gone astray. Their hearts are sealed. They cannot be guided. All they think about, they think it's just this world. There's nothing else, right? They have no knowledge. And they think the only thing that gives us death is time. I mean, it's just, they're very materialist. And when they hear the verses, they say, oh yeah, well, you know, if that's true, then bring back our fathers to life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who gives life and the one who gives death. And he's going to bring everyone together on the Day of Judgment when he resurrects them. And then that's a time when every nation will be called and you will see them bow, right? Every nation shall bow. And they will be called to their record. And everything that the person will have done will be recorded in that book. And the believers will gain the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but the disbelievers who denied the final hour will see the evil of their deeds and the things that they used to make fun of. And they'll be forgotten in the same way that they forgot the verses of Allah and the signs of Allah. And they were misguided by the dunya. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ